This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Merry Christmas to everybody in the morning in America today. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Yes, I said Merry Christmas. Yes, I know it's after Christmas, too. That's okay. Trees are still up, right? And pre-Happy New Year. Very soon, that opening, that intro, that will be gone, too. So when you start hearing something a little more, I don't know, thumping, which is nothing against that tune, because that's a great tune, but you know, it's a new day. It's a new day. So let's talk about something that is not necessarily new, but it doesn't get talked about enough. And we, as gun owners, we will be on the tip of the spear as we try to come back from this. I'm talking about EMP. I'm talking about electromagnetic pulse. The probability of this happening in our lifetime is higher than most of us would assume. According to Dr. Peter Pry, the executive director of the EMP Task Force, he explains there's three sources of EMP: the sun, nuclear weapons, and non-nuclear weapons. For the natural occurring one, he calls it the once in a 100-year geomagnetic superstorm like the Carrington event in 1859. In the Carrington event, we didn't have the technology, although the telegraph system went crazy. But nobody really noticed that. Nobody really noticed what happened in that storm. A storm like that today would be horrific. Horrific. It would be a storm of that. They call that a superstorm. It would be many times more powerful than the 1989 Hydro-Quebec storm. And the entire world would be affected. In certain cases, depending on what it is, especially with a natural occurrence, it might just be a hemisphere or whatever's facing the sun at that particular time. A storm like that one would put all electric grids and critical infrastructures at risk. Preppers will tell you that the biggest thing to prep against is not the Zambies, and it's not the Russians, and it's not the government. It's the loss of electricity. That is the hardest part of all of it. Now, here in South Carolina recently, and in South Carolina, like my network is in Minnesota, where they get 4 feet of snow on Monday, and they just keep on going. It's no big deal. In South Carolina, 4 inches of snow cripples the city. We had a smattering of snow right before Christmas, and everybody's power, well, not everybody's, but like my father's power went out. Now, we had a generator. So he was able to keep his critical infrastructure going inside the house. That was aided and abetted by the fact that he could still get gasoline. What we're talking about here would be the kind of thing that would occur, say, I don't know. The world would look a lot like that movie, I Am Legend. But as far as a Carrington-class geomagnetic storm, it is not a question of if, it's a question of when. We have a 12% chance per decade of a catastrophic occurrence like that every year, according to NASA, which means that possibly within our lives, or no later than the lives of our grandchildren, we're going to have one of these things occur. And we are unprotected, make no mistake about it. The problem is this. Most people, like when I train with when I get with current active duty military, they use GPS for navigation now. For example, I don't know if they still teach map reading. If you are a current member, a current active duty member of the military, I would love to know if they still teach that. We didn't have GPS to rely upon in the 80s, so we had to learn how to read a map. we had to do things like shooting an azimuth and, a back azimuth and a resection, and we had to plot our own courses and everything. We had to maintain and watch the compass as we walked along. There was no electronic anything. It was all based upon a piece of paper and a ancient tool. We're not ready for this in most cases. The problem is going to be water and food and disease. Unless we manage, like all of our electronics now are all solid state, for example. So if it was the old vacuum tubes, no problem. I could take that. The solid state setups cannot, not at all. They can't take the pulse. What happens is when this occurs as it's coming through the atmosphere, it turns into a big old microwave pulse, which hits down, and the heat, we don't feel it, but the heat that is generated across the electric grid is more than it can take, and it just fries it. The second EMP threat stems from nuclear weapons detonated at an altitude of anywhere from 30 to 400 kilometers. A single nuke detonated at that altitude would create a EMP field that would cover all of North America, most of Canada, and a good part of Mexico. And it would destroy and damage electronics everywhere within that field. When I say it would destroy it, now, there's a lot of things that would happen. Now, this has been done, but it was done with older technology. In the 60s, the Soviets did it. They did it to Kazakhstan. And in some cases, it took up to 2 weeks for the transformers to blow. I don't know if and here's the other fun part. We don't build transformers in the United States. That got shipped all over overseas. So that would be a big issue. So the question becomes, are you prepared to eat and drink and to self-care and to protect yourself? Now, you're going to need weapons if you do prepare, because not everybody's preparing. I mean, those of you that may be preppers of any magnitude, you know what I'm talking about. Your friends don't prepare. They don't prepare. But they would expect you to take care of them. Now, if you are not one of these people that wants to get out there and say, I don't want to hoard enough food for a year, and I don't want to have to do this and that and all the other, then let me give you two things to consider. Item number one, 90% of America would die if we did without electricity for a year. That's a big number, huh? That's a big number. The other thing is that you don't have to be a serious prepper, because nobody's going to be an island unto themselves. My goal is to have enough stuff, and I do. And, I mean, you can go buy MREs by the case. They're about $40 a case, I think. Where I get them, they're $40. And start buying, a flat of water a week or something. Buy water and just keep water. Just put some water up. You're going to need a lot of water. A lot of water. You also need to learn how to make clean water. You also need to learn how to hunt. And field dress your kill. All these things we need to learn how to do, because that's what we're going to be left with. The military will persevere. And it'll be much like that TV series Jericho, where they will, stretch out. But if this happens, we would become almost tribal. And we're going to have the presence of mind to remember who we are, what we are. Then there's non-nuclear EMP weapons or radio frequency weapons. They're a third cause for concern. These can be built using design information available on the Internet. Or you can even purchase devices that are not intended to be used as weapons, but can be used as weapons. The non-nuclear EMP has a very limited range, typically 100 yards or so. But the electrical grid is so fragile that if you had a terrorist or criminal organization with multiple radio frequency weapons, they could cause a nationwide blackout by attacking high-voltage transformers. Now, non-nuclear radio frequency weapons are being used and may be considered the ultimate weapon in this new way of warfare. If you've ever seen Ocean's 11, that's what they use in that, a limited spin-up, if you will. EMP, pay attention to it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Heading into 2019, this is Gun Owners News Hour. Not very recently, in an attempt to see how far they could take it. And wherever you're at, you see this on a daily basis. We're very slowly being conditioned to, in some cases, be willing to pay for things we're not getting, which is a way of separating us from our money. And at the same time, we're also being made or being encouraged to be dependent upon all of these big tech companies. And this encouragement and everything, I have a very high belief that the low info voter, which is the gun owner's biggest impotent, if you will, I don't call them an enemy because they just don't know. They're just ignorant of things. But it's easy for them to be ignorant because of what they listen to. And these things that I'm about to describe to you, I use none of these. I use none of these things. Who has Google Home or Alexa or Siri in their house? As we're right now in a very murky spot electronically of the 21st century, and this vapid gadgetry is proliferating, and it's all over the place. I mean, I have Amazon Prime, and oh, I had so many deals offered to me. And, you know, this is really some, you know, the grinning Grinches out there, they're trying to sell us a bunch of unwanted stuff in a vain attempt to beat us over the head with our lack of empathy or desire for things like Alexa or Electra or Alyssa or Siri or whatever. Whoever she is, like the male seahorse, she seems to have spawned with each hollow breath she takes, several mini-me's whose names are starting to meld into one gigantic, I don't know what. Just always something home. The problem with this, like the gun grabbers right now, well, the New York Times, which is the same thing as the gun grabbers, I know, they're advocating right now that you be tracked if you are a gun buyer via your credit card. If you use they said that the Aurora shooter, who couldn't, they said that he was able to do his shooting because he was able to purchase his guns with a credit card. He was able to purchase them all at one time, no doubt about it. However, credit cards are like a thing, you know. I mean, like, you can't check into a hotel without one. You can't, you've got to have a credit card for just about anything, or a debit card, something like that. Something connecting you with either money to borrow or money you have. So, they're attacking that, and what they want, these credit, and to their credit, thank goodness, Visa and MasterCard have said, hey, look, you know, we just administer to the purchases. We're just the gateway. We're not researching them. We're not going to tell them what they can and can't buy. That's not the way that works. But that's what they want. And all of this stuff. Here's another example. I saw a video of this on YouTube. Recently, they started putting these kiosks in McDonald's where you could order with the kiosk. And then, of course, I guess you paid at the kiosk, and then somebody would hand you your food. And that's getting people ready to walk into some place and not see a human being. And the same people that are sort of pushing, well, that's a two-pronged or two-edged sword, dual-edged sword, if you will. A lot of that's going to happen because of all of this insistence on we're going to dictate to you how much you're going to pay people. They'll just say, well, I just won't employ anybody. But the other thing's going to be that, you know, you're going to get used to being told this is the only way you can buy something. See what I'm saying? So the conditioning is interesting. Now, I have Siri, or I have an iPhone, so I have Siri. And occasionally, Siri will be listening to me. And I'll listen, I'll just say, are you listening to me, Siri? I don't understand the question. But I know Alexa does that too. And I know Google Home does that. So, this monitoring of you and I. And let's take this another step further. Let's say they decide to tie your purchase power into Alexa. And then they decide to tie your medical records into Alexa. And then they decide, because you've got it all in one place. One place that's convenient for you, and it is. It'll be very convenient for you, but the government will be able to look at that and cross-reference things for you. For example, I'm 60 years old. Let's say something happens in my life and I get depressed because it happened. You know, depressing things make you depressed temporarily. And so I'm depressed temporarily, and my doctor gives me something to help me with my depression. And that's all tied into Alexa. So in the same vein, while they're monitoring my credit card purchases, if I want to buy a gun, that may automatically notify the NICS that I should be prohibited while I'm under this prescription, if not prohibited for the rest of my life. So, and, you know, do we need all of this? If you have an Uncle Ollie who got caught jaywalking 60 years ago because his niece Lulu took the DNA test and that matched up with the DNA and the bubblegum that Ollie spit at the scene of the crime, do the ends justify the means at that point? See, I don't use any of these assistants. I don't use Siri. Most of the time when I'm talking to Siri, and I mean, I've had a voice coach. So the voice coach taught me how to enunciate and pronounce things. And so I will pronounce, Siri, what is the phone number of such and such place? And she will tell me the phone numbers of places that are 5 states away. And I will continually say the name of the street. She'll get that wrong. So, I mean, what's the use of them? It's almost as good as climate change. But until all technology has no way of being intercepted by the government, I'm not going to partake of some of this stuff. Yeah, I've got a mobile phone. Yeah, I'm on the internet. I do banking electronically. I use as many fail safes as I can. I've got all the insurance I can get. And, but getting all of this other stuff and taking the next step, that's just not going to happen. I've gone as far as I'm going to go. I'm happy now that I can order my Starbucks on my way to get my Starbucks and I don't have to wait in line. That's as far as I'm willing to take it. So, these things that you see out there that are designed for your convenience, beware of those, because they want to watch you with some of these things. They want to watch your habits with some of these things. Right now, it's to send you a whole bunch of spam in your email box, but later on down the road, it may be to say, you know, it might be considered like an electronic frontier registry, if you will, of guns. Willie ordered this kind of ammo for this kind of gun, so he must have that kind of gun. You see what I'm saying? You get what I'm getting, right? Okay. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Forward to that. I'm looking forward to 2019. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm trying to decide, is this Gun Owners News Hour or the Gun Owners News Hour? I'm trying to figure out which one it is because I know where it comes from, so I want to pay as much homage as I can while I change it to be mine. But I mean, in 2019, you know, I'm going to be in Las Vegas in 3 weeks. I'm going to be in Indianapolis, I think, in May. I mean, this is going to be a good year for me. I know that if you are a gun owner of a type, that there's two types of gun owners that I know of. Well, probably three. There's the hunters, which they're sort of their own little group, and some of them fall into other groups as well. Then there's the tactical types that are the, you know, they're the self-defenders. They're the ones who go to classes. They're the ones who have the rifles. They have a lot of things. And then there's the people that just own guns. So, for the tactical types, and to a certain degree for the hunters, we have become quite marginalized. We are the new Avarnas. That's a movement that was propagated by some amoral leftists and Marxists to marginalize us. And it continues to recruit the finance industry aggressively to come at us. The goal is to stigmatize us, like we have a mental health issue. I tell people anytime, I'll tell you this too. If you have a mental health issue, go seek treatment for it. It'll make your life better. So, don't worry about what anybody's going to say about it. We all have our own baggage. Some of us either deal with it better, or we are... It's not as bad, but those if you feel like you have an issue, go seek treatment for it, and I will applaud you. I don't know how much weight that will carry. But they're trying to stigmatize us as these types of things. So they want us to occupy the lowest possible status ring in American society in much the same way as the Avarnas Dalits, the untouchables in modern-day India. Now, the guy's name is Andrew Ross Sorkin. I don't know why all the leftists have to have two names. Should I try that? When I come on the show, should I go, this is Gun Owners News Hour with William Edward Frady? That should be my byline. In his editorial, this is the one where they implore the banking and the credit card industries to treat all who would legally purchase guns, ammunition, and virtually all accessories like diseased outcasts. And they want all, accordingly now, they want all suspicious firearms transactions flagged, not by BATF, but by the banks and the credit card companies, so that names of persons thus identified will, without their knowledge, go on a list. They want the finance industries to start informing on gun owners. About what? And what makes a gun purchaser suspicious? That's my first question. Now, to a leftist, all private gun purchasers are suspicious, and all would-be gun owners thus need to be investigated. And, you know, their names need to be put on the lists. They want to make the entire finance industry so frightened to have anything to do with us that eventually all private gun owners will be unable to transact business followed by retailers and manufacturers. That would one of the things about climate change was one of the things that they were hoping to do was create a new type of monetary exchange called carbon credit. Now, that, of course, would be purchased with dollars, but it'd be a little bit like Bitcoin, where you're buying one, you're using one denomination to buy another type of money. That would force us, wouldn't it? That would probably force us. Let's say, okay, I'll play the dumb game. I think there's 150 million plus gun owners, but let's say there's 100 million. A third of America are gun owners. Wouldn't that mean that we have to develop our own sense of currency, our own way to trade value for the value? One of the things about the gun industry is that the gun industry does not operate, for the most part, say like a company like DuPont, Monsanto, you know, any of the tech companies, any of these. They all operate day to day on what is referred to as commercial paper, which is a short-term loan where they use that to fuel all of their day-to-day operation, and then they pay that back, and then they borrow it again. So it's a constant revolving thing. They never touch their money. They're not broke. They just never touch their money. So the gun industry, in a lot of ways, operates on cash. Some of my sponsors, like Franklin Armory, they're fairly big, and they have a fairly big budget. And so they may actually use some of these vehicles, and some may not. Some companies like Spikes Tactical, for example, they just got attacked by their bank and by their electronic checkout. So And that's the thing. What they're trying to do is they're trying to tell all of these organizations and industries and institutions that if they're doing business with us as gun owners, that they also will make it on a list. Except the problem that I see is if you got one third of the nation owning stuff, who cares if you're on a list? The other third of the nation can't buy them. One third, you know, let's see, I think I saw a number of 80 million children below the age of 18. So if there's 80 million children below the age of 18, and with, you know, some of these new gun laws that are changing and making everything more gooder, now you got to be 21 to buy a gun. So, you know, that leaves 250 million adults at any given time. And if there's 150 million gun owners, that means the majority of adults in the United States own guns. So in New York State, for example, several state-level politicians, all Democrats, are proposing that they look at their social media. While at the same time, the governor of the state and the attorney general of the state is telling all of the financial entities and insurance agencies that, you know, if you're doing business with the NRA, that might look bad for you in the state. And the NRA, in a lot of ways, I hate to admit this, but the NRA is on the ropes. But the thing that the scariest part of this is that they don't have any, when they say, well, we want to do this and look for this, but nobody can tell you what this is. Like with the social media, nobody can say this would be the red flag. This is a line where we say this would be the red flag. Nobody can say that for the credit card, for what they want with a credit card. Nobody can say what is a suspicious gun purchase. For them, all, they want all to be that way. So the leftists. Now, after the, you know, like today, when you're listening, let's see, today is the, I think today, Saturday is the 29th. So just like in a few days, we're going to be in the next year. With the next year, we'll see movement accelerate on this and the cheers and unconditional support of the leftist media. And as always, a lot of people will find it impossible to find a microphone. I'm not one of them. Big retailers will continue to be put under enormous pressure to stop selling guns and ammunition. Some of them, like Dick's Sporting Goods, are run by gun grabbers, so they don't have a big, you know, big issue with this. The social justice warrior and the CEO of Dick's already caved in. And they're paying a big price for this, too. But for those that would cave in, I'm fresh out of sympathy for them. Because guns are not like cigarettes. They're not like liquor. There's no right to a lot of stuff. Guns, that's an enumerated right. Confirmed by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Also further confirmed by the Supreme Court, which, you know, with any other thing that becomes subtle law, can't touch it, sacrosanct. It's just, you know, carved in stone. Any sort of common sense restriction on our liberty, particularly when they dishonestly insist that they only want to ban certain types of guns from us, of course. Never themselves. It's okay with them if they have them. But this will morph into a ban on all guns, just like it has in the UK. So think about it. 2019, it's going to be great, but it's going to be a fight. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Utterance to you in the year 2018. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. By the way, I never put this out, but I mean, if you are looking for more of this, here at Genesis Communications, I do a show called Lock and Load, which is 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, which, of course, you are more. I would love to have you there. And as listeners of mine now, just like the people who listen to Lock and Load, you guys are now what I refer to as the ninjas, the unseen, who are pretty dangerous nonetheless. Just because they're unseen doesn't mean they're not there. They're watchful. They're doing everything they do. That makes you the modern-day pacifist. When I say the modern-day pacifist, a pacifist is not always somebody that just shrinks up and goes into the fetal position. A pacifist has choice. A choice, rather. Choices, rather. If you want to think of a pacifist, think of the Shaolin monks after Bodhidharma came out of the mountains and taught them what turned into the Chinese martial art, which it would either be Kung Fu, Gung Fu, Wushu, whatever you want to call it. They were people of peace, but they also recognized that in order to keep the peace, you had to be strong. So you people who are the gun owners and the gun carriers, for that matter, you people keep the peace. It's not the cops. There's only one of them for every 19,000 of just regular America. It's not the government. The government has no idea, for the most part, what your day-to-day is like. It's you. You guys are the ones keeping the peace. So, Happy New Year to all of you. Hat tip to you. You make America great. I'm waiting to see how long it takes for us to get our own yellow vest movement here in the United States. It's a mass movement that began in France. There, their president, Emmanuel Macron, he got out there and he decided to have a little green tax. He wanted people not to drive cars, although there's not really, you know, like buying a Tesla. If you buy a Tesla worth having, it's about $100,000. You're going to get some tax credits and everything else. It's still $100,000. Then you can only go to a Tesla charging station to charge the Tesla. And then every time you get on the road, Tesla knows where you're at. Sort of like Alexa. Tesla, Alexa. Notice how they all end. Well, Siri doesn't end with an A. Anyway, in France, they didn't like the whole green tax thing. So the yellow vests came out of the glove compartments and got put on. And the police have had to come out en masse in France, which... this is another indication of what happens when you hit people in the pocketbook. How many guns do they have in France? they are probably not carrying any by choice. They have plenty of guns available. France, me and you could go to France tomorrow. And if we have, if we can find the right contact, which we will be able to if we ask the right questions in the right places, and we will find those too, we could buy a fully automatic AK for less than we could buy the semi-automatic here. They have a very robust black market going on there with all manner of things going on. Right now in France, the situation and tactics do not call for them to be carrying guns right now. Now, the Small Arms Survey estimates how many guns are in private hands around the world. France has about 20 privately owned firearms per 100 people, compared to us where we have 120 per 100 people. And of those, two-thirds are unregistered and thus illegal. Hunting is popular in rural France. Target shooting and collecting account for about 4.5 million. Small Arms Survey lists 8.2 million guns as illegally owned, and many of those are guns that were squirreled away from the wars that swept over France during the last century. And the vast majority of guns in France are in the hands of the population represented by the Yellow Vest, which is to say the middle class, and especially the middle class outside of Paris. Now, in democracies like France, governments are swept aside long before the stage of armed revolt. The government of Macron is already teetering, and not a single shot has been fired by the Yellow Vests. The president of the Philippines, Marcos, was swept aside without an armed revolution in 1986. Even the Soviet Union was swept away without an armed revolt in 1989-91. So, there's always the potential for democracy to be taken over by totalitarian thugs. Venezuela is a case in point. The Venezuelan government has been able to purge the military and buy their loyalty with reliable food and money. And in general, in democracies, there does not appear to be sufficient separation of the military from the population to create the requirements for armed revolt. All other democracies seem far from Venezuela at this time. So where privately owned guns shine is in restoring order locally when government order fails. It is part of the premise of the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, which states, if you have forgotten, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, over and over again, we have seen the populace step up to restore order in various ways, like the Cajun Navy. The Cajun Navy deployed during flooding and hurricanes and did things that the government was too... You know, government has to move sort of slow. They move slow. They shouldn't have to, but they do. They move at a glacial pace. But regular people that are there are going to react. In national disasters here in the United States, armed local militias. Even in New Jersey, when Hurricane Sandy went... Was it Hurricane or Superstorm? I don't remember. When Superstorm Sandy went through New Jersey and New York, in certain neighborhoods in New Jersey, in order to keep the looters out, at the opening of the neighborhood, they would put up big signs with spray-painted letters, "This neighborhood is armed." Spontaneously, they filled the gap, and they kept the order when government failed. Now, it works particularly well here in the United States because of a long history of self-government and self-organization. Civil government is not about to fail in France. But police unions in France right now are considering supporting the Yellow Vests, and the Macron government has responded by passing a pay increase for the police. We'll just pay you off, buddy. Separate the police and the military from the people enough, and then now you're setting the stage for an armed revolt. It probably is not going to happen in France for a considerable period, if it ever does. But if obvious massive repression happens in France, those 8 million illegally owned guns will be augmented by a few other million illegally purchased guns, and they will come into play. They will most certainly come into play. And we will see. We will see. The problem the problem is that, and they look at themselves as separate. The elites do. I'll give you an example. There's three things that will make, if these three things were ever implemented in the United States, you would only hear from me occasionally. And then you would see where I'd been, because wherever I'd been, I would have spray painted Wolverines on the side of the building or something. If we had climate change legislation enacted, single payer enacted, I'm going dark. And this is because they want to tell us the way we're going to live. The climate change people just had this big to do somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but they all got together and they all went to one place. And they all flew private jets. And the New York Times started asking them whether or not they would ban private jet flights to fight global warming. While at the same time, they published an editorial lamenting Trump's reversal of the Obama-era climate policies. And at the same time, in 2018, they flew a bunch of wealthy readers around the world on a private jet for $135,000 apiece. That being the New York Times. So while they're talking about imperiling the planet, it has more to do with imperiling your ability to move about and your ability to have your own money and to decide how you're going to spend it and how much you get to keep. Daily Caller News Foundation asked them if they would make a powerful gesture, which would be a ban on private jets, which they don't want to ban anything. They like jets. They like guns. They just don't want you and me to have any of them. So, next time I talk to you, it'll be 2019. So, Happy New Year, America. You need to keep your head up, stay awake, stay aware. This has been the Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.